Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. Hiring someone for your company is a big deal. And Andy Alsop, president and CEO of The Receptionist, takes this very seriously. Today, he talks a bit about his journey from hiring people fast, figuring out that they're not quite the right fit, and to where he is now. He's really been able to find a great way to adjust their hiring process, getting really strong candidates and a lot of them from the very beginning, so that as they funnel down, they have a hard choice to make at the end for who to hire for really important positions in the company. So Andy shares some really great information about how to look at hiring so that you're not stuck with few candidates who don't really fit your needs. He also shares a little bit about where they are in their process of hiring their new director of sales. Now, this is a to-be-continued story, so we're excited to hear more. But stick around to talk about the importance of hiring and get some tips and ideas for how to make the most of your hiring process for your company. And if you're thinking about working for The Receptionist, there's some good hints in here for what that process is going to be like. All right, we are back with Andy. We are talking about hiring people, which is so important for a company, but I know it's something you take very seriously. So talk to us. Hiring people, how do you go about that?
Thanks for asking. It's interesting because I think this falls in the heels of the last podcast we did, which was talking about bootstrapping. There are a lot of changes that we've made in our hiring process. And somebody, I described this to, I think it was my leadership team, because I felt as though maybe it was about 18, 24 months ago that we needed to make a change to how we were doing our hiring. The hiring I've always done in the past, because I've always been trying to bootstrap, and some of the companies that I've been running hadn't achieved product market fit or being cash flow positive. All of my hiring was, let's get somebody in here as quickly as possible, because we don't have a lot of time. Right. We can't sit around and just hope for the best candidate. So what that meant was I'd bring people in very quickly because there was a time crunch and they wouldn't necessarily meet the needs of what we were looking for. They weren't the right employee. So when I started this company, I was really operating under the same sort of standard operating procedure. Get people in as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, we made some poor hiring choices. People that didn't really fit our core values, that didn't exactly match what we were looking for. Because we're bootstrapping and because we are cash flow positive, now, or actually 18 months ago or 24 months ago, I said we need to do something that improves our hiring process. And I brought that to my leadership team and they said, well, what do you mean? What is it you think that needs to improve? And it became a very sort of vigorous and very key discussion we had. Because I was describing what I saw as the issues. Everybody talks about the sales funnel. You know, you get site visitors to your website, and those visitors turn into leads, and those leads turn into free trials, and all these different funnels. Well, when you're hiring, you have the exact same situation. You've got a funnel of candidates that are coming in. And the problem that I was having is I was saying there aren't enough people getting into the funnel. And by the time we get to the end of the funnel, we have one person that's a sort of a mediocre candidate, and that's after maybe 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 12 weeks of effort. So what do? Do you restart the whole process because nobody really fell out of the funnel? And so I was sort of frustrated, and I said, we need more coming into the funnel, and we need to do a better job vetting. And so I started to check in with other entrepreneurs, say, how do you do your hiring process? I checked in with our sales consultants, and it's the Carruthers Group. I was asking, how is it you do hiring? We need to hire maybe a salesperson or whatever else. And Carl Becker, who is the president of the Carruthers Group, he said, you know, I want you to talk to Lila Blauner. Lila, her company is Scalability Solutions. And all they do is help with the marketing of your job, figuring out what is the right job posting. She would do a full discovery where she would basically spend a half day with our company.
Wow.
Where she was learning about who we are, who is it we want to be, what are important to us, just asking really probing questions. And from that, coming up with a profile for what our company is. Now, at the same time, and I've talked about this a lot of time on our podcast, and that is we were using EOS and Traction. And what Traction says, if you ever want to look at the book, it's Traction, How to Get a Grip on Your Business. Traction says the first thing you need to do when you're trying to figure out how you want to scale your business is you have to figure out what your core values are. So we did that almost in tandem with when we brought on Scalability Solutions. So we went back to Lila, said, here are our core values. And she said, wow, this is exactly what I need because I need to know who you're trying to hire for. So those two efforts went together in tandem. What we found was because this is also what happens is as you get resumes coming in and you're the entrepreneur, you're thinking, I'm trying to run this business, but I have to look at 250 resumes and determine which one of them is going to be the person we want to hire.
Right.
We ended up bringing Scalability Solutions to do that work for us. So they handle all the vetting. They now know what our core values are, who we're trying to look for, what that job description looks like, getting that job description marketing. And now the funnel, we want to put as many candidates into that funnel as possible. And that's how we make sure that we have quality coming out the bottom. So the result was in our first hire, which I believe was our business manager, who we ended up with, LaVeda Taylor. And then we went on to our director of marketing. Each one of those hiring opportunities, we came down to the point where we had 2, 3, maybe 4 candidates, all of whom we would hire.
Wow.
So instead of making the difficult decision of what do? We're at the bottom of the process and it's not working. And do we restart? We're at the difficult portion, which is even better, which is we have 3 or 4 candidates and we've got to choose the best one. And once we're at that point, since we've done that, we have done nothing but bring in really strong individuals who are key contributors to the company, who have allowed us to really grow the company.
That's amazing. So just to kind of clarify, so it sounds like Scalability Solutions did a few things for you. One, they really understood your company, who you are, and the roles that you were looking to fill. Is that right? So they kind of understood the business, and it sounds like did a stronger job of really clarifying what the job description is, for lack of a better word, that you're trying to fill. And then they marketed that. So you were able to get more people in. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So again, so filling the top of that funnel with more candidates that are now probably better equipped for this job because you were very clear on what the job actually is. And then they were able to sort of take off of your plate of vetting those people, of going through all of those resumes. So once they did that, then did you as a company do the interviews once they have vetted? I guess, where do you step back in to kind of get control back over this process?
Well, it's interesting. So Scalability Solutions has a model. They'll take over the whole thing and they'll just drop candidates in your lap who have been fully interviewed and you just do your final interviews. I wanted to take a little more involved approach.
Right.
So the way we do it, and this just might be different to how we do it, is they're screening candidates, they're screening resumes, they're actually doing interviews with individuals. And then once they do an interview with an individual and they say, yep, this person has the match for the experience, the competency, and the ability to match your core values and what your culture is, they say, would you like me to make an introduction to you, Andy? 99% of the time, I say yes. Then what happens is I do a phone screen with them. So that is, I am the filter through which they come through.
Okay.
For those individuals who are going to be my reports. For instance, we just brought on Hannah Morris for our customer experience team. And our director of customer experience is Jessica Marshall. So Hannah was, Jessica was the one doing the phone screens. Then she was saying, okay, these are the ones I'm promoting to go to leadership, to the leadership team to be interviewed, and then to go for the full team interview and go through the process. So that's how we end up doing it.
Okay, that makes sense. And so I know you talked about kind of the good problem to have is having 3, even 4 really strong candidates at the bottom of your funnel. How do you decide? How do you take 3 or 4 amazing people and figure out who's sort of the right fit and the one that you want to offer the job to? I'm sure it varies in each situation, but is there anything that stands out for you within your company that is sort of helps with that deciding factor?
So we have other team members involved in the process, and that's sort of part of that collaborative approach, that C in Fabric. So what happens is the hiring manager first does a phone screen. And then they go through the leadership team. And then the next step is to have a meeting with the full team. So we then come back together as a team and we evaluate the candidate on four different factors. And that's experience, competency, teamwork, and culture fit. Those four elements, we ask all the team members to say, on a scale of 1 to 5, how do you feel about this person? And so we go around the room. And then if we get 5s across the board for 3 different candidates, then it comes down to the hiring manager. Basically, the team has said, we'll work with any one of these individuals.
Right.
We're all happy with them. So then the hiring manager basically just has to make a decision of which one is the best fit for the position and which one is going to be the most capable to do the job. So with customer experience, we had 3 candidates, all of which the whole team said we'd work with any one of them. So we went back to Jessica and we said, Jessica, it's up to you. You're going to have to make the choice here. And she's like, great. So she thought about it for a while.
Yeah.
And she reflected and she spent some time and she finally came back to me and said, I want it to be Hannah. And I said, great, let's run with it. And
congratulations, so we started the process.
Exactly. And Hannah is now on the team. I think she joined in February, if I remember, maybe March. And she has been a fantastic member of the team. So
that's great. Yeah. And I know to kind of circle back to something you mentioned before is that previously you had some hires that did not work out for you. And I would imagine that now going through this process, you're finding people that are a great fit, that work well with the team, that blend in seamlessly and really embrace the culture. So I'd imagine that feels much better as someone who's running the company and who cares about the company than bringing in someone feeling like they're just okay and then realizing they're not going to work out.
Exactly. There is so much expense to having to fire somebody because now all that work you did to hire them, then you did all those hours invested in training them, and then all the questions and everything else. Once you let that person go, you have to just take essentially an investment you've made in a person, toss it in the trash.
Right.
So that was my frustration. I wanted to do a better job on the front end so that when they come onto the team, they feel like, and this is what I feel like warms my heart. Every one of the candidates we've brought on since we've been using this process said, I have felt so much a part of this team so quickly, so much more quickly than any other position that I've been in. And that's because we did all of our homework in the beginning to bring that person on. So every one of the candidates has said that.
Yeah, that's amazing. So if anyone's listening and they're feeling like, you know, they're kind of what you were experiencing before, maybe the candidates at the end aren't great, but they're the ones that we have. If you bring them on and they don't work, like you said, that's an investment in time and money. So what do you suggest? Do they start the process over? How can you encourage someone who finds themselves stuck with that problem of not a great choice at the end?
I would say that it's a tough choice. But I think don't fall prey to, this is all I've got. I did it already. I've done it 3 or 4 times just even in this company. It never works out. I can almost guarantee you.
Right.
You really want to, you really, unfortunately, you might be saying, oh my God, this is a support person that I need. My support team is overloaded. And you say yes to that candidate, which you know in your heart is not going to be the right candidate. It's not going to help solve the problem. It's actually going to exacerbate the problem. Yes, as hard as it is, go back to the beginning and go and re-examine. And then examine your hiring process and say, how can I do a better job on the front end of it? The one thing I like about scalability solutions, and not to knock any type of profession, is that they don't work along the way a recruiter does. A recruiter's motivation is to get a body in the seat because that means they get their commission. This is for contingency-based recruiters.
Right.
And I've had experiences with this, and I've had some great experiences with contingency-based recruiters. But what I like about the scalability solutions model is it's much more holistic, and it starts at the top of the funnel, and it's about getting quality candidates in.
Right.
They're motivated to get really high-quality candidates in. And now it's like I'm bringing one hire after another to scalability solutions. So they're going to build a good pipeline of business from us because their motivation is aligned with our motivation.
Right. I was going to say, it sounds like they're very much in line with how you do things. And I know that through them and through this process of not having had good hiring experiences, you've become much more confident in your hiring process. You've become much more confident in the people that you then employ. And I know that you're going through a hiring process right now for your director of sales. So let's chat about that a little bit before we finish up today.
It's interesting because with our director of marketing, Michael Ashford, before he came on, we had collected 350 applications.
Wow.
All individuals, well, I will say the 90 to 95% of the individuals being in the Denver market, which just says how strong the Denver market is in terms of the talent pool. It's very deep, which is great. It's why I've chosen to acquire a company there. What I asked of Michael and of all the candidates was, you're going to come in as the sole marketer. We're a small team, but if you succeed, you're going to have a team under you. I want to know that you've done the same thing in the past. If you have other positions, now you've got a team of 10 under you. I'm hoping you've actually started with a one team member as the sole team member for the marketing team. I'm saying the same thing with the director of sales. We have two incredible, incredible salespeople in Samantha Penrod and Quinn Walsh. And I want to find a leader for them. Essentially, I'm the de facto director of sales right now. And I'm an okay director of sales. I'm not a great director of sales, and I'm willing to admit that.
You have a few other things on your plate, though, too.
I did,
so,
yeah,
to
I do
be
have
fair.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. That's a good point. I do have some other things going on.
If that
on
was
as
all
well.
You were doing,
yeah,
you could probably be amazing
exactly,
at that.
However, exactly.
However, you have some other things to focus on.
Exactly. If I were only focusing on this, I'd do a great job. So, what I'm trying to do is I'm finding somebody, and I want to find somebody who's come into a two-member sales team and has been able to scale that sales team through the strategic direction that they've provided in their leadership. But to be able to do that and do that successfully, they're going to have to come into the company and be the student of our salespeople. The salespeople are going to tell them how they have to sell and what it takes to sell this product. They've been doing it all the time. So it's a special person that I'm trying to find. And just like I've talked about before, because we're cash flow positive and everything else, we have the luxury of making sure we get the right person, not just the next person who walks through the door. We're at about 320 candidates that have applied for the position. And we're at the point now where it's very similar to director marketing, where the momentum is beginning to pick up. I'm having phone screens. I've done a couple of phone screens just this week. I got a couple more. And some really high quality candidates are starting to fall out of the funnel. And that's because of all the work we did and the patience we have. So it's one of those stories that I'm not finished with a story. And I hope we can do another podcast maybe in a month or 2 months when I've got the director of sales in to talk about what it was like bringing that person on and bringing them onto the team. The other part too is that there's a lot of companies that have difficulties between sales and marketing. Marketing is always blaming sales for not following up on the leads that they've given them. Sales is always saying the leads aren't high enough quality. I have a mission to make sure that doesn't happen. So I want the director of sales and the director of marketing, Michael Ashford, to be working hand in hand. And we're doing that in the interview process. We even do something interesting called a simulation, which gives the candidate the opportunity to see what it would be like working alongside the director of marketing, working alongside both Quinn and Sam. We go through that to make sure that we have at least a sense of what that interaction should be like. So that's where we are. I hope we're going to be talking in a future podcast about how great the person is we've brought on board.
Yeah, we'll bring them on the podcast and see how great they really are.
There you go. That's exactly what we're
That could be
do.
The final test. The final test to see if you can make it onto the team. Can you handle our podcast?
Yep, exactly. That's a good idea.
Add just one more piece in there. But before we finish up, I was going to say, you really put your candidates through the ringer. I mean, that's a lot.
It is. And the candidates will say that. When they get to the phone screen, they say, I'm really impressed with this company. And I think the hiring process you use is supportive of what you're saying and what you have in Fabric. So
yeah,
basically by the time they come to me and then I have an opportunity to describe our vision and where we want to take this whole thing, almost inevitably at the end of the call, they're saying, I really want to become part of the team.
Yeah.
And there's actually a little part, there's a little video on our careers page where I talk about just that I really want every candidate who applies for the position for this to be their number one choice. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that any employee that becomes an employee of the company never wants to leave the company because they're enjoying their experience of being part of the receptionist team.
Right. I was going to say, anyone I feel like who gets maybe overwhelmed by this process or is put off by it is not a good fit for you. So that's probably a good sign. And anyone who is excited about it and probably even energized by all of these steps, it shows that they are possibly a really good fit for the company.
Exactly. So they've kind of gone through that filter.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for shedding some light on how you hire your employees. So if any potential employees are listening to this, now you have insider information for what goes on. And for any of our business owners or entrepreneurs, you have more insight into how to hire some really strong candidates. So any final thoughts for us today, Andy?
No, I just think that it's, somebody says hire fast. No, hire slow, fire fast. I think that's exactly what you need to do. If you have somebody in your team, you know they're not a fit, fire fast. Mm-hmm. But hire slowly. Take your time. That is the type of investment that will pay off significantly in the future.
Well, thank you. That is great advice, and it was great having you back today.
Excellent. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.